So I promised everybody that I was going to, you know, record every day and try to put a podcast out every day, or an episode out, I should say, every day. Be honest with you, I've sat here for 15, 30 minutes thinking about what I want to talk about. Couldn't come up with anything, so decided to press record and just go. So welcome back, you guys, to episode 7 of the podcast about randomness. I am not in love with that name. I'm actually playing around with some different names right now. I really wanted to do Thoughts for Your Thoughts in homage to the Parks and Recreation radio show that they had on there. So I don't know. I don't think anybody's listening to this shit anyway, so it's not like it matters if I change it. Yeah, no clear direction today. You know, I was thinking about this morning on my drive to work, I was thinking about the first time I heard about AI. At the time, I didn't know it was called AI, but it was around the time I got my first job at Kroger's this had to been, I guess, when I turned 15, 16. I don't remember. But it was my first job ever, and I was a cashier there. So you know, you go through the training process and everything like that. And within my first week there is when they were in talks to introduce the self-checkout. And this is in, you know, Fort Worth, Texas, so I'm not sure when anybody else has got it, but, you know, but at the Kroger there, we're getting a self-checkout. But I want to say it was just going to be, I want to say it was just going to be 4. And I remember there was this lady there. She was an older lady. And she was like, basically, those things are going to take our jobs. And this is going to say a lot about me. Or the person that I was. But my first reaction was, or in my mind, I thought, like, you're an old lady. Why are you working here anyways? It's just what I thought. You know? And, which is what, and versus what I would think now is, well, shoot, how can I invest into something like that? You get what I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I have these times where I retroactively go back and think about certain situations and the response that I gave to the situations then versus what I would do now. And I get it, hindsight is 20/20, but I get, man, for some reason I get so down on myself. Like somehow 16-year-old me should have known that. And it's so weird because I recognize the fact that that way of thinking is you know what I mean? Like it's detrimental, but yet I still do it. Like, but I don't do it as I have to be honest with myself again. I don't do it as often, but it does happen. And when it happens, it puts me in these like weird moods. These like little, I don't know. It just turns me into a person that I don't like. And like inside, I can feel it, like, cause it's just crazy. Cause your thoughts can really control how you act. I guess is where I'm going. Is what I'm trying to recognize, and trying to be conscious of daily. I mean, it sounds so simple. You know, thoughts control your mind, so think positive, but. Man, when it's shit, being a human, man, it's fun, it's amazing, but it's tough all at the same time. Cause man, there is so much shit that goes on in our mind, my mind especially. It just feels like it just feels like it goes a million miles a second, but I am practicing and I'm telling myself to slow it down, you know, be grateful. Be grateful that I made those mistakes when I was 16. Or not mistakes, but, you know, those reactions. Be grateful for every reaction that I've ever gave. Up until where I am right now, talking. Because there are lessons learned. And that goes into me being, I need to be way more self-aware. There's this thing that David Goggins does. He's a retired Navy SEAL. One of the few black Navy SEALs. He has a great book called Can't Hurt Me. Highly, 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 highly recommend it. If you like podcasts and audiobooks, then definitely get it on Audible. But anyways, he has this thing that I guess the SEALs did. And it was called an end of action report, something like that. Where they had to detail what they did on a mission, like to the T. So, I mean, think about being that detail oriented to where, I mean, you have to write, I think it's called an after action report, AAR. Yeah, an after action report. but imagine going through whatever type of mission you go through. Let's just generalize it. Imagine you go through something, a day, a hard ass day. And at the end of the day, you sit down and you write, or you talk and record it. And to be able to slow your mind down, to know that you want to write that stuff down at the end of the day, so to be able to slow your mind down while you're going through a shitty day, and just keep reinforcing, just reinforce the thought process of, you know, thoughts control you. So the better outlook, the better outlook you have, this is going to make you a better human being anyways. Man, I have no idea where I went there with that, but I was listening to Usher's Confessions today. My guy was wilding during the songs, because he has part one is bad enough, so there shouldn't even be a part two. On part one, he was already wild. Like, yeah, man. I was listening to that shit while I was driving today, and I was like, yo, buddy was fucking wild. And then, man, but I don't know, man. Yeah, okay, you guys, it's gonna be a short one today. I may or may not have got a little high before this. So I think it's kind of taking me out. Plus it's late. I just finished a workout. Before I did that, I did some stuff for the wholesaling. Before I did that, I was at my 9-to-5. And before I did that, is where I need to improve. I need to take advantage of that before I actually start my day, those spaces. But yeah, that's it, you guys. Again, I'm just gonna be dropping these every day. May come up with some funny, some witty, some banter welcoming headlines on Clubhouse. Hopefully get some people to discuss there and maybe find somebody to talk about, interview here. Or not interview. I don't want to interview people, but I do want to just conversate and genuinely get to know a person as whoever is listening, if anybody's listening. Get to know with y'all. But yeah, random thoughts, stream of conscious. This was episode 7. Thank you guys for listening. Love.